When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to She Podcasts.
Why do you sound like that?
Jessica Kupferman with me as always. The illustrious Elsie Escobar.
Oh my God. You sounded like, oh my gosh.
And our producer, John Q. Jamingo.
I was about to say her bit rate is off.
My bit rate is way off. But I'm cool with it.
Oh my God. You know, I've never done that, Jess. I've never done the whole helium balloon thing.
It gave me a headache one time. I mean, a real headache.
So what you do is, I have a tank because I've been blowing up balloons for Scott's birthday all morning.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I sound funny.
Yes, you do. Holy crap. And yes, Evo has brought the judgment here. But not the helium balloons. Oh, my gosh. Jess.
Jess, don't do
what
that.
What are you going to say?
That's way too much.
This is the only one I'm going to do. I just want to finish this one balloon, and then we're all done.
Oh, my God.
So, come on. You have to admit that's funny.
Oh, yeah. It was hysterical.
I honestly thought I just wanted to surprise you guys. I was about to say to John, John, something's wrong with her microphone. Her thing is off. Her settings are off.
I wanted to go along with that and be like, why do you guys sound like that? Make it sound like it was you guys.
See? Then you would have made all the people that were listening feel really awkward and weird. Mm-hmm. And that's not good.
I mean, I probably do that anyway. I'm sure they're used to it from me. So, good morning, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. How are you guys?
And happy birthday to your husband, Scott. Happy birthday to Scott.
Birthday to my husband, who is in his office right now, playing music as loud as possible, drinking coffee, pretending to be a teenager. Why not?
Oh, really? What is he playing?
Oh, my God. He was playing James Brown and Steely Dan and all kinds of stuff this morning. He was rocking out.
Oh, fun.
He's playing old man music.
I mean,
old man music.
He's probably playing music that reminds him of his dad, if I had to guess.
Aww,
I think when you turn 50, at least, if you don't have your dad, like you think about your dad when he was 15, what kind of stuff he was doing, and you know, there's like all that comparison and stuff.
Holy crap.
Yeah. How's everyone doing today?
I'm doing well. Let's just address first the elephant in the room, I guess. For those of you who are listening to this afterwards, you might hear birds in the background or wind or sounds that sound, you know, might. Well, I don't know what John's going to do with the audio afterwards. He might be like an amazing genius.
No, the birds will be in there. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I will forever be outside net from now for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months, when we record off and on, because my girls are doing camp and we come into town every Monday, and we didn't have any other time on our schedule for me to record from the studio. So we figured out how to record. I am at a donut shop outside and I'm using their Wi-Fi. And I have all my gear with me, and I'm standing, I guess, outside. For those of you who are watching us live, you can see where I'm standing, and you can see where I'm doing all the things. So,
yeah.
It's a beautiful backdrop, I must say.
Right? I picked a pretty decent spot. I think it's nice. It's a very colorful place, because in Asheville, there's lots of really pretty things going on all the time. Like, the entire mural, you should see the whole thing is painted that pretty. It's really nice all around here. There's a Wonder Woman mural that's across the street here.
I mean, that seems like a missed opportunity for sure.
Right? But then the Wi-Fi doesn't go all the way. I will go, you know what? I'll go show y'all at some point later on. So anyway.
That was unfortunate.
Given that though, Jessica Kupferman, you have been, for the very first time, should we have this be like an update? Maybe this can be like a segment of She Podcast Live update, because we are going to be talking about SPL for the very first time. in a long time in this way. So this is a new, here we go. This is all about She Podcast Live. You were able to fly to Arizona for the very first time. Flying since, when's the last time you flew anywhere?
The last time I flew somewhere, I was flying home from PodFest Orlando in 2020.
In March.
March 2020.
That's me too. Yeah. That was the last time I flew too.
The plane was packed. It was packed person to person. Everyone was mandated to wear a mask. You had to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask in the airport. You have to wear a mask in line. You have to wear a mask on the plane, which I kind of appreciate. However, Arizona is a mask optional state, which at first was kind of scary. But then, you know what? Like, because I'm vaccinated, I kind of relaxed. Like, it's, you know, I think if it had happened here, I wouldn't have relaxed. But because I was somewhere else, it was almost like I was following the rules of the new country that I was in, and no one else was really wearing them, so I didn't wear them. But also, I'm vaccinated, so I don't necessarily need to wear them. Does that make sense? So I didn't wear a mask while I was in Arizona. And another reason why is because it is oppressively hot there right now. It was 100 and cough degrees, which you don't really, I mean, you feel it in the sense that you've just walked into an oven and someone's trying to bake you, but you don't feel it in the sense that like heat, like I got home here, 70 degree weather. The moment I stepped outside of the airport, I was sweating, pouring sweat from my head. Whereas like in Arizona, like I didn't sweat. I mean, not a lot. I'll explain why. But like for the most part, I didn't sweat. I also spent a lot of time in the water at the pool. So I got there at about 1 p.m. Arizona time, which right now is Pacific because they don't do daylight savings. Normally it's mountain time. Right now it's Pacific time. And then I met my team waited for me. So I guess I should sort of introduce my team. Oh my God. So Evo. Oh yeah. I did meet Evo. I did fly just to meet Evo.
Yes, you did.
It was 106
degrees. We all
would
fly just to meet Evo. I mean, Evo Terra is a celebrity.
You haven't seen him in a while. He looks great. I think the pandemic has done him a lot of good, actually.
Did he not wonderful. Look great before?
Is this now he's got this long silvery hair with like curly bottoms, and he was wearing like a safari hat. He was very cute. But yeah, you know, he didn't always look great before. But this was a particularly, this grown out hippie hipster look was looked good on him, I think. Maybe he's going to say that's already his look. But anyway, so I got there around one, and my team was waiting for me. So here's who I went to Arizona with. Jennifer Follick Rains, who is the director of this event. And she's also my friend that I went to summer camp with many, 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 many years ago. We've worked together on and off on various projects since we graduated college. And then she chose her dream team to work with. So it's like I chose her as the ultimate person I'd want to work with. And then she chose her dream team. So the first person she chose was Jack Woods, who she used to work with at a company called Imagination. So Jack Woods is non-binary, and they used to work with Jennifer in New York City. It's been great having Jack on the team because they've been able to suggest all these really cool influencers and ways of like, you know, I don't know, like just it's nice to have someone that can keep those things top of mind so that we can continue to, you know, our initiative of making sure that our diversity clause is in effect all the time. So Jack is also extremely, extremely creative. She does not care what pronouns you use. So if I use a bunch, just know that I'm not insulting her. So Jack used to work at the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, Australia, designing sets for operas. So I think we're going to have a pretty neat looking stage. And then Melissa's from Long Island, where Joey Buttafuoco's from, and she fully talks just like them. So her last name is it's Belfiore, Belfiore, but she says Belfiore. Belfiore.
Of course she does.
Belfiore. So anyway, so Melissa was there. She and Jen used to work together at American Express, and she's an event planner also, but she is like the person who's going to be doing speaker contact and speaker reach out, and she's going to organize all that stuff. So you'll get to know all of them relatively soon, I have no doubt. So Melissa and Jack came in first. We had lunch by the pool, which was technically our dinner. And then we just like pool hopped for the rest of the day. So we went to the main pool. Then there was like an above level pool. Then we went to the pool near our condos. I think the pools are heated, Maybe Evo can tell me whether or not they're heated or not, because there comes a point where even though it's 100 degrees outside, you're in the pool. If a breeze blows, you're freezing your butt off. And I think it's because that pools are heated. So it doesn't matter what temperature the air is. But I'm not positive about that. It could just be that it was warm.
I don't know. I mean, would you think that a pool is heated? I'm not sure that, like, maybe it's just the sun heats the pool.
I mean, you would think that. So I'm not sure. I don't know. All I know is it was a very strange sensation of being so hot you had to get in the water. And then once you're in the water, if you pull your shoulders up out of the water, you're freezing your bloomers off. It was weird. Just an observation. So then we go to bed. Jennifer drives from Sedona the next day. She was on on vacation in Sedona. So she got dropped off at the Scottsdale Plaza Hotel, and then her listen to him sighing. So Evo sighs and says, no, it's called evaporative cooling. Oh, so you already so he explained all this to Jennifer and Jack and Melissa. I was zoning out when he was explaining this, I'm sure.
As you do.
As I do. So, okay, sorry, Evo. The next day, Jen comes in. We meet for breakfast. And then we go on a tour of the facility at 12. That was probably the dumbest decision ever because it was 12.
Why?
Because when you're in the property, it's not like a normal place that you would have a conference. You can see, okay, you walk into the lobby and to the right, there are some breakout rooms. To the left, there's the ballroom, the foyer of the ballroom, a little like resting place, a couple breakout rooms. And then you go outside. So you go outside and then the whole property is sort of like a circle. So you go outside and then, I mean, I can't even remember the order of things that we ran into, but like we ran into a courtyard and there was a little cactus garden and there was a little prayer area. And there was like as we go around the circle, you're seeing all this stuff, like all different places where you can have parties, all different places where sponsors can have meetups, all different places where you can do sessions if you want to that need to be done outside or that we want to have outside, little places to have cocktail parties. It's such a lovely grounds. Like the grounds are lovely. And you can just envision all the different things you can have there. And so this tour is when Jack and Jennifer, the whole point was for them to see the place. But like I could tell their wheels were turning incessantly because we would walk up to a space and they would instantly be like, so we can put that thing over here and then we can put that over there. Well, let's see what they say about this. I don't know about that.
It's like they're gossiping about the space. They're like, this is that wall that was so hurtful to the other one.
I mean, I've only given them four things that we're doing. Everything else is up for grabs. And even those things technically are up for grabs. Like if something else works better than the things that you and I have decided we wanted to do, depending on what it is, we'll do it. If like, for example, if we're having a pajama party, we could have it inside of the ballroom. We could also have it outside with a big, what's that thing called? A screen and a projector. So it just depends. There's lots of places we could do both. And then like, I know that Jack was like, where are we putting pretty furniture and where are we putting, you know, this party and that party and where are we having hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Then we got to see like one of each room, like one of each version of the room. They have a regular suite, which is a king or two doubles, and that you can either be on the top level or the bottom level. Then they have bi-level suites, which is like you walk in and there's a couch and a little dining room and a bathroom and not a kitchen. It's like a microwave and a fridge. And then you wind upstairs and your bedroom's upstairs, which is kind of neat. It's neat to have the extra space because at first I was just like, well, I'm just going to be in my bed. I just like working in my bed in my hotel room. I don't even need the downstairs. And after a while I was like, yeah, but why don't I just go downstairs though? It's just dumb. If you have a downstairs, you should go downstairs. And both the top and the bottom have a balcony. So you can sit outside.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
You know, before bed, you can sit outside when you just first get in. Go ahead.
I had a question. I'm having one of my other BFFs coming to She Podcast Live.
Yay!
I have my other Michelle coming. Not the Michelle you met, the other Michelle.
Oh, the other Michelle.
The blonde Michelle.
LCS2 Michelle.
The other Michelle is coming. I have two Michelles. And so she just texted me right as we were talking.
Ooh.
She booked her hotel. I made her do it through our website, but she had a question. She said that when she did that, she only had a choice for double beds.
No king? No, that's not a thing.
So she ended up, I believe what she did is she called the hotel to make sure that she said she was attending our event, but she didn't want double beds. She wanted, there she is. Look, she's in the chat on
Yay.
YouTube. Say hello to Eva. Say Evo, say meet Michelle, my other BFF, and say hi to Evo, Michelle, meet each other. Awesome people. So So, yeah, me, Michelle, she's saying. Anyway, so, but she did book her room. So there shouldn't be a problem. She was just trying to figure out how come I'm getting double beds, or I don't want that room. I want the one with one bed and stuff. So
yeah, I just sent a note to Jen. That should not be happening. If anything like that does happen, can you guys just email? This is for anyone listening, jess@shepodcast.com, because it's really important that you're able to book during the dates that you want, during our event, before and after, and that you can choose, you know, different types of rooms. That's really important. It says that shows up as one kind of room and you're getting a discount. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It should not show up as one kind of room, because we have run of house. Run of house means you should be able to do suites,
everything,
and bi levels and regular. That's crazy town. I'll look into it. Mommy! Elsie's whole life is on this show right now. How about that? She's got her best friend from high school. She's got her mom. Everybody's here.
Well, I know. Hi, Michelle. I know.
It's Michelle. A party going on.
Michelle and I met barefoot when we were waiting tables together. We waited tables together for 10 years. Did we not, Michelle Carr?
Got it.
So not high school. No. This was the LA Times. This is the Hollywood Times. And
got it.
My mom knows Michelle because, well, you
right.
know.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
My whole life is in the chat.
Right now, yes. Except for Randy.
Yes.
Randy's missing. That's it. And your kids.
Yeah. Randy's missing.
If Randy shows up in the chat, I'm just shutting off the stream.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, so during the tour, I thought I was going to pass out from heat exhaustion. I'm surprised I don't have a heat rash. I don't know how people live there. I don't recommend that anyone in the summer be out of air conditioning or a pool for longer than 10 minutes. The other problem with this, though, especially for me, and maybe you're not like me, for whatever reason, I only sweat from the shoulders up. The rest of my body is fully dry.
What?
I don't sweat under my arms. My boobs don't sweat. My back doesn't sweat. Some people are very sweaty.
Your boobs, that's a lie. That is a lie.
It's not a lie. It runs from my face to my chin. It drips into the boobs. My boobs aren't sweating. It's just a horrible wet mess that gets all over, starting with the eyebrows and the mustache, which I do not have. But it starts up here, and then it drips into my eyes, and then I start wiping my eyes because it's salty and stingy, and then it just starts running down my face into my boobs. It's so weird. I would wonder, like, what would happen? They do have face deodorant. It's called Face Saver. But where would it go? If I covered my face in like antiperspirant, I hesitate to think where it would actually come out. It's horrifying. But my ears would start leaking or something.
So about this hotel.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So back to the hotel. So yes, it was extremely hot. There's really cool foliage there. Look, the flowers and cactus is so pretty. Anyway, so we do the tour, and then we regroup in a pool, of course. And that's where we meet Evo. So Evo came sauntering in. We invited him to come over and hang out. Evo comes in, and we were all sitting at the main pool, like in chairs in a row. And then we went for a swim, and then we had some drinks. I'd love to know what he thought of the space, but it's probably hard because he is on YouTube comment right now. But and I know he didn't see very much of this space, but hell, he saw the pool, and that's what matters. And also what he thought of my team. I'd love to. I mean, I don't know if we can, if you want, we can invite him on for a minute, but
I don't know if he's on. Is he able to even? No, he would have to get the StreamYard link for him to come on. Not the YouTube. You know, we can't just drag him on.
No. I know.
He'd have to get the StreamYard. You can send it to him. But
okay. Yep. I mean, I'm just, all right, let me see if I can send it to him. Hold on. Where's Evo? Evo.
Nice okay. Peeps. He said, Evo said, nice peeps. Now, mind you, he has to consent to be read. You know, we'd be running around like crazy. He's not like Holly. Remember Holly when she was on? She was like in the middle of the floor. She just finished her workout. She just put the phone down. She's like this.
Evo, I think Evo is a big boy. And if he doesn't want to come on, he won't. But he's invited. You're invited to come on and talk to us about it if you want and just give us your perception. I was really happy that I went back because I realized once I was there that, I knew enough about the place to book it for our event. But I was probably there for like 6 hours. I flew in. I took a look at the property and I flew out the next day. And it was Christmas. So it wasn't, it wasn't very busy.
Totally different vibe.
Yeah, totally different vibe. Lots of extra lights and there was a lot going on that I don't know that, you know, it would be the same. And then it wasn't full because it was because we were there for about a week during
Evo
the week.
In the house.
So, what's up, ladies?
Hi, Evo.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Evo. You're so kind to show up.
You know what? Sheila says I can't do this because she's getting on a conference call in 2 minutes. So, hi, ladies. Nice to see you, but she needs it. So she wins. Hi. Space is lovely. Everybody come out to Arizona. Jess is a wimp. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
I mean, thank God he got that in there.
Well, that was perfect. See that? Of course. Yeah.
It's a lovely space. Sure.
So he came on and that's great. I am so happy. So, okay. So what is your feeling like inside visioning it? How do you feel it's going to like lay out? Are people going to be, you know, what you can convey to me before is that this isn't like you go inside and then you're just in this one conference the entire time, that there's an ability, like even if you're going from place to place, you have to go outside to go to the next thing, possibly. Is that going to be a thing?
I think the breakouts are going to be under all one roof, but we are going to have lounges, charging stations, photo booths and stuff outside. I think we're also going to take part of the ballroom for the bazaar. So we don't necessarily have to just use the foyer in front of the ballroom. We can also have it wrap around into part of the ballroom. Like we're thinking of making the bazaar sort of like a Marrakesh, Southwestern, I don't want to say flea market because it's a bazaar. What's the difference between a bazaar and a flea market?
A few letters.
I mean, they're kind of the same, right?
You're asking the wrong person. I barely know what certain words are, let alone the difference.
You know what a bazaar is?
I don't even use the right word. Well, I know what a bazaar is, yeah, but it's like, it's not a flea market. I know what a bazaar is. A bazaar is, it's not a flea market is all I can say. A flea market feels a lot more.
I think I found it.
Bazaar has more of a feel of like, some bazaar, like it has a feel to it.
Bazaar can mean many things depending on the country. It usually is a market that sells goods, including food, spices, household items. In the Western countries, the term is used to refer to a flea market that sells a bunch of stuff. So here in America, it's usually the same thing. Elsewhere, flea markets can be open or closed that allow people to sell like their clothes and goods and merchandise. So I guess a bazaar is more food. Which actually fits because what we really...
Is it really? Is a bazaar more food?
Food. It's more food.
I don't think so.
More food leaning. But that's okay because one of the reasons we wanted to have a bit of a bazaar is so that our booths had something for the attendees to put in a bag and nourish themselves later, like granola bars and apples and water and other little treats. That's what we wanted at our booths anyway. So I think that fits. Either way, it fits. And they were talking about tapestries and pillows and building all kinds of fun little structures and stuff. And like Jack was walking around, like taking measurements of all the rooms and stuff.
I love it. Hey, before you continue, can I stop you for a moment and let you know here what a bazaar, because I Googled it. So a flea market is a large open air market where people come to buy and sell a variety of goods.
Okay.
Bazaars have a more authentic Middle Eastern look and feel to it. Mm-hmm. But the purpose of a bazaar and a flea market are the same.
Cool.
Flea markets are also open or closed markets that allow people to buy and sell goods and merchandise. So, yeah, nothing to do with food, dude. Nothing to do with food. So, look at that.
So what I read what it said to you. Okay. Deciding if I should book a room or just an Airbnb. I would book a room because our property is on 40 acres.
Yeah, the experience is going to be after the show and all that. You don't want to be back in an Airbnb where there's nobody around because you're going to hang out with all these great people in all these different places. I say book a room.
Yeah, I say book a room. Always
book a room.
Always book a room if you can, if it's the same price, even if it's not the same price, because you want to be able to like, listen, there's 5 swimming pools and they're open 24 hours a day. And there's a phone.
No way.
Yes. And there's a phone at each pool. And I think this is all, there's a phone at each pool. And all you do is pick it up and say, I'd like 2 Tito's and lemonades and 4 pina coladas. And then you put it down, and then it shows up 15 minutes later.
Wait, what's a Tito and lemonade? That's amazing.
Tito's vodka.
That's
this
crazy.
This was Melissa's drink. And lemonade. It's a lemonade and vodka. But I'm telling you, in both cases, you could not taste the alcohol, but boy, could you feel it later. Anyway, So I had lots of pina coladas and lots of Tito's and lemonade. But yeah, it's open all the time. So we were getting drinks served to us. I think maybe they did a last call around 1 a.m. Maybe. And also when we're there in the fall, they have fire pits too, and lots of them, like a smattering of fire pits with chairs around them, which would be really nice to facilitate conversation with, wow. With, you know, with people who are at the event. It's going to be really nice. Also, I will say that, yes, it's on 40 acres, but this is something I didn't know before. They have a golf cart fleet. And if you don't want to walk.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't want to walk from your room to the lobby or vice versa, you just ask, you call and say, I need a ride to the lobby. And they'll just come zipping around and pick you up and take you wherever you want to go.
The only thing this place is
missing.
No way,
but you can't drive yourself.
No, you can't drive yourself, but you call and get a ride.
Right. You get, it's a Uber cart, kind of, sort of. The only thing this place is missing is a pupusa truck.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to get pupusas.
Okay, so Evo says book a room. The hotel is in a strange spot of Phoenix, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley. There isn't anything within walking distance of the resort. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, across the street, there's like a little strip mall, but you can't really cross the street because it's a huge highway.
Hold on.
You can see it, but you can't cross it.
Right.
Here's the big question. Where is the Whole Foods at? How far away is that?
I was just going to say that.
I was just going to say that.
Where's the Whole Foods, Evo? You're going to have to hook me up. Or the local co-op. I do know where the co-op is in Scottsdale. Pupusas, see? Yes, I do know. In Scottsdale, I know where Scottsdale, the co-op at Scottsdale is. I know where the Whole Foods that's in Scottsdale is. Yeah, for sure. But
okay,
not.
So
that's. Did you know that Scottsdale, Arizona is where Randy and I, you know.
No. I had no idea.
For the very first time.
No.
We met in Scottsdale for the very first time. Yep.
Did you instantly go to Whole Foods?
We went to the local co-op. We used to walk to the local co-op at Scottsdale because
wow.
I was doing a show at the Arizona Theater Center. So then we would walk over to the co-op and we would get coconut popsicles.
Wow. That's pretty exciting. That's really exciting.
Oh, my God.
How adorable. While I was there, I had three really, really, really good sponsorship calls, and I think we now have,
ooh.
Yeah, like I have one of them sniffing around a party, I have one of them sniffing around like a branded art installation, and one of them looking at doing sponsoring a meetup, and also a photo booth, and also a lounge. So that we'll have
awesome
VIP room. Yeah, so we're getting, so our sponsors are starting to
materialize.
Yeah, that's a good word. Materialize. I was going to say they're starting to come into focus. Yeah, materialize. Basically the same word.
Right. It's more like, it's more concrete. It feels to me, but there's no word to do that. Like more concrete stuff versus like maybe, or they're coming some, but you don't know exactly what the thing is. So.
Yeah, true. But at least now we have a very good idea of being able to say, okay, they want to do this. Well, we could put it here, but this is over here, but this is over here. So I'm really glad we went. We had food at all the restaurants. There's a breakfast place that closes at 11, and then there's JD's Lounge, which is sort of like a sports bar inside, and then Cafe Cabana, which is the pool place outside. And the food was really good in all three places. We had all different kinds of stuff.
And there's food outside in the pool, by the pool, like in the
water. Yeah, by
like
the
you
pool.
Can
yep.
Go and eat. And your
burger and turkey club and wings, fries, salt chips and salsa. And they have the really thin kind of tortilla chips. I love those the most.
Yeah, look. Hello, Bonnie. So nice to see you, Miss Bonnie.
Evo also hooked me up with some really cool podcasters that live in Arizona, that work in Arizona. So I'm going to check them out and get to know them a little bit and see if they can come to the event or possibly speak at the event.
So nice.
Yeah, it was really nice to be there. I mean, I almost wish we had a little more time because, especially Jack, because she was just like, you know, it would be nice to be able to meet AV companies and photographers. And, you know, like we can't really stay there long enough to set up a meeting with every vendor that we really need or want. We didn't really get time to check out the downtown and see what people we would want to partner with for anything, really. So that part's hard. It really makes me understand why people like Chris does PodFest in the same place every time, because you can interview and check out and go look and have meetings. And like when we hop cities, it's really hard to do that. Like, I'd love to know how many times Dan and Jared visit a city before and during their planning time to see, you know, first they got to check out all the cities to see where they want to have it. And then once they know where they want to have it, how many times do they go to the hotel, check it out, have meeting? You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to know, like, if they have a protocol that they, I love the word protocol. And I know you love protocols as well.
Who doesn't love a good protocol?
Everyone should love protocol. So, yeah. So So what kind of questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Okay, John, you have a question.
Will there be a spot for, you know, the booths for technical stuff? Like, will Rode come in with mics and the Rodecaster Pro stuff?
We're doing our best to get some of that stuff there for sure, because that's one of the things that everybody really loved before. Like, you know, Buzzsprout had their little booth. Then there was like a couple of other places that had microphones ready. There was that. Do you remember, Jess, for She Podcast Live, there was another booth, not the Buzzsprout booth, not the other stuff, but there was one in the hall, not in the hallway, but there was another woman there set up with three microphones that also did some recording stuff. Who was that? She was a
Heartcast, Molly Ruland, Heartcast Media.
Okay, yeah. So then that was there was somebody there as well. So we have had that there. John just asked if we're going to have any of the gear, of the podcasting gear for people to test out and stuff like that.
Heil, I believe, will be there.
Heil microphones will be there. And Bonnie is asking, did I hear you're having a pajama party? And this would be correct.
Yes, that's
correct. We are having a pajama party, and we don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet, but there
will be a similar dance party as well, like an introvert-extrovert type thing. We got an Uber. You walk right out of the baggage claim and the taxis are right there. You can take a taxi. You can take an Uber. If you want, I can look how much it costs because I don't remember. We did not pay for transportation or shuttles or anything like that. Sometimes events get transportation, like they pay, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars to have a company round people up and take them to the hotel back and forth. But we haven't done that. At this time, you just get an Uber or a cab. It's not far. It's about 15 minutes. And yes, there will be another dance party.
That's all so good.
Probably the closing night will have what you're talking about. There's all, so I forgot to tell you, like the courtyards and stuff. There's also a big party tent that's like lit up on the inside.
Oh.
It kind of steps down into an outdoor space, which is probably used for weddings. You know, like you put the food in the tent and then you put the people outside the tent. But yeah, so I'm thinking it would probably be there, like the dance party, because it looks like there's spots for DJs and stuff.
Cool.
Wow, this is so cool. Nice. Lots of questions about She Podcast Live, which I love.
I love that. What about the wind? Because I was just thinking about something covered, a tent or something out there. Would the wind be an issue? I don't know how windy it is.
Yeah. So like we asked the people, like, what's the weather like in October? And she said, you know, it can be pretty hot, but the nights are mild. And then Jen was like, does it rain? Sometimes. Is there wind? Sometimes. Like, it's not like...
I guess that's like everywhere, though. I mean, you can't really say...
It's not like San Diego, where the weather is always thumbs up. Like, there's a chance of that stuff. But when I asked Evo about it, he was like, that's never going to happen. He said it was like very usually hot during the day and not really a lot of rain there, which I thought was, you know, good to know. I don't know. I think Jen is sensitive to the wind because it sounds like one of the larger events that she did in her career, like... At the moment they had everything set up, a tropical storm came and ruined it.
Jeez, that's got to be horrible.
Oh, so no. I'm sure she has some sensitivity to that.
Yeah, because that's the hardest part, I think, when you get that stuff.
I mean, especially if it's like a $2 million event. Imagine a $2 million event with like ice sculptures and friggin' Ralph Lauren tablecloth. I don't know because she didn't tell me, but I'm just guessing. It was some crazy crap, and like it all got blown away the moment it was done. That sounds, I mean, I would have been.
This is not good.
Yeah, I would have been devastated. Yeah. So we can have, but we have lots of places to have plan B, so that's good.
Most of the things, at least from Michelle's point of view, she was just asking about food. She's very food oriented. She was like, as long as there's food, I'm good.
So there is food available at all times. Whether or not it's paid for or not, at this moment in time, I would assume you will be responsible for your own food. If we can get sponsors to help us with breakfast, snacks, lunch, then of course we will. But anytime you go to a conference, especially a podcasting conference, you can just assume that I'll always have it where food is readily available. But I may not always be able to pay for it. Like Podcast Movement is on their 6th, 7th, 8th year and food is available, but they've never given it to us, I don't think. Do you recall ever having a lunch there or breakfast? Maybe breakfast, maybe.
No, but mind you, I always buy my own stuff. So
I mean,
I don't
how
ever
would you
recall
know? Good point. Touché.
Having lunch provided for me. Yeah. No, But I don't think I have had anybody give me any. I don't remember that either. Like where it was like, I think that sometimes they'll lay some of the food out or maybe some of the VIP rooms mm-hmm. where they have snacks and things like that. That's something that happens. But this question here from Crafty Thrifter, she's asking, making, you know, her packing list. She has dancing shoes and PJs. What else should she add?
Bathing suit.
Bathing suit, sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, bathing suit. Something for you to, like, yeah, swim in. Yeah.
Sunscreen for sure. I would say layer because, you know.
Comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes. But also, you know, if you wanted to do sundresses or, I mean, if see, for me, if it's a, like, it's hard to tell you between shorts and pants. So because I can't tell, I would pick sundresses. And then you can just, if you're cold, put a like a shawl over you or some kind of wrap over you because the air conditioning is going to be blasting because there's so many people in the room. So it will be cold. Yeah.
And also, so for everybody, like just in the same way that Jess was saying, a little shawl, if you are like me, you need a sweatshirt or a sweater. Because if you're going to be in their air conditioner and you are, I am incredibly susceptible to air conditioning, which means that I end up being really, really cold. So I would actually have more of a sweatshirt or something like that. I mean, even when we go to Florida, when I have to be at the booth all day long, I actually wear little hand, like fingerless gloves and a sweatshirt and like a thing around my neck because it gets so cold when you're just standing there forever. Mind you, that's me. So if you suffer from being cold, just be prepared for it.
Yeah.
Leg warmer. See, Michelle knows me.
Yeah.
So well. She knows. I wear my leg warmers everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing that I was just going to say? There was something. Oh, comfortable shoes. You have to have stuff that you're able to walk quickly with. And that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
Comfy shoes.
Luckily,
sandals
this
or,
year.
Or tennis shoes if you want.
Sneakers and dresses is like all the thing this year. So you'll be comfortable and stylish. Definitely, I would say sneakers or sandals. I wouldn't wear flip-flops the whole time, but I would have pool shoes because I'll tell you what, you can't walk from a chair to the actual water without burning your tootsies off, baby. I mean, I've never felt hotter cement in my life. Yes, there's a gym.
Good
there's,
call.
There's a gym.
Workout clothes.
There's a spa.
That's right.
There's also a spa. There's also lots of places to hike. So if you're into hiking, I would take hiking gear, hiking shoes, you know, because there's a trolley that takes you downtown Scottsdale and it will also take you to Camelback Mountain. So you can go, you know, hiking and trail and walking and stuff like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. So now all we have to do, Elsie, is pick our speakers, get our lineup together and, you know, start telling people and inviting people to speak. We got to do that. We got to chop chop on that, baby.
We got to chop chop on that, baby.
We got to get it
on. And we'll let y'all know. And it'll be so exciting.
So exciting.
And I'm now, John, whenever you get this my track, you're going to hear all the wind because I've been trying to mute myself so that you don't hear as much of the wind. And I'm, oh, good, because there's like a lot of wind. And if you don't hear very much wind on my track, then I'm really impressed with the Q2U because that's what I'm using to be here is the Samsung Q2U. So, yeah. And people seem to be really excited. We are really excited for this entire thing now. And mm-hmm. now that people are planning for podcast movement, you know, I'm not going to be attending podcast movement this year because I want to be at She Podcast Live for as long as possible. And that's just going to take me out. And also, in all honesty, we have made a choice family wise that we're not going to be flying all the time. So the least amount of flying that I could possibly do is good. And having one good flight is great versus let's just go fly to all the different places. And if I was at that time, if I was at home, like in North Carolina, we could have driven to Nashville. But weirdly enough, we're going to be in Pittsburgh. So it's not going to be
that easy.
Are
you driving from Pittsburgh?
Oh, look at that.
To Arizona? Is that what you're telling me right now?
I'm not sure if that's what we're doing. I might fly. They might drive. I don't know.
I mean, it's not like you have to spend the money because She Podcast Pete is going to pay for your ticket, obviously, to fly.
I'm not sure. It really depends on it's the flying aspect of it that is what we're thinking about, which is really the reason I'm not going to Podcast Movement is because of the flight.
But just so you know, in Nashville, She Podcast is hosting the Women's Meet networking event. So if you are going to Nashville, check that out, because we're going to have some goodies for you, and we're going to be sponsoring the networking event in Nashville. Yay. It's going to be really fun.
I didn't really want to add any kind of news in here. There's like something we can discuss at another time. But then the other thing is, for those of you who are listening again, when I started, we started recording here, I really was just talking about the setup that I had here. I don't know what those of you who are watching think of the setup or what it sounds like in your ears. And for those of you who are listening after this episode goes out, I'd be curious for you to know what this sounds like, and for us to be able to let you know that you can really record almost anywhere. And at this point in time, I'm using a Samsung Q2U that I'm holding close to my mouth. It's a dynamic microphone. It's a USB microphone that's just attached to my MacBook Air. I have an M1 MacBook Air. I have a Logitech C920 that is also going into the computer, which is what I'm looking at right now. And I think that's it. I mean, that's really all I'm doing.
And what are you recording into? We record our audio.
I'm recording into, I'm recording into the computer right now. I'm recording into the computer right now. I'm recording into Amadeus Pro, which is my choice. I love Amadeus. I love Amadeus Pro, but I also have a backup recording going into Audio Hijack because I don't like it's, you know, Amadeus has stopped recording on me before. So I've got both of those things recording at the same time. So I am having a backup there. And then John is going to put all of this together in post. So we're not using the audio that you are hearing right now, for those of you who are watching the live stream, but he is going to clean it up, cut things up, make it sound real nice, and all of that stuff afterwards. And of course, you'll hear the birds and all of that kind of stuff. So so far, it seems like it's going all right. I don't want to like jinx it.
Hey, listen, I'm liking the birds. It adds a little ambiance to the episode.
Ambiance.
Some ambiance.
I think that's French.
It is good. That's it. So if y'all have any questions about recording in the wild or She Podcast Live, you can ask us. You can also send us some feedback. You can always email or ask feedback@shepodcast.com. And we will even play it on the show or feature you on here so that folks can see who you are. So I'm really excited by all of the good things. This is so great. It feels like summer now. It feels like very exciting.
Yes, I love it. I'm super excited. Same.
And here's a little tip if you're wondering if you're going to go out and do something different. You should ask somebody before you do the recording on tell them what you're going to do and then have them like hash it out with you. Because I've had a couple clients change things up and then send me the audio and it's a poo-poo caca. And I'm like, So then we talk about it because I kind of am a podcast whisperer when it comes to where you're going, what do you have, and what are you going to use? And then I can see what you have, what you're going to use, and give you the kind of best setup that would make your sound quality better. So, you know, just kick it around with your podcast besties and hash it out before you go and do something and lose an episode because you can't hear it. One person put the phone down in the car and drove for an hour and talked with the radio down low. And I was like, the radios, why didn't you turn the radio off? I mean, I could hear the radio more than I could hear them. So I said, yeah, we can't use this. And they're like, oh, it was such a good interview.
That's kind of dumb.
Yeah. It happens.
Oh, my God. Give me a
Nobody
break.
Thinks.
Also, John was very kind enough to give me some time to set this up. So it's not like I just decided to like wing it right now. So we did do a little bit of prep time. We kind of tested some speeds and whatnot, and it seemed to be doing good. So I'm very excited that Amy would do this and we can continue to do it at this time. And we love it. We love it. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Do you think we've covered all the things, y'all?
I think for this time we've covered all the things. So let's do it.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Lady Business Radio. If you want to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at
Lady Business Radio. Really?
God damn it. I can't believe I did that again.
I thought it was a joke.
You were so serious about lady visit. You are, have lady business on the brain.
I don't know why.
You have lady business on the brain.
What is wrong with you? I swear to God, I have brain damage. You do. I swear to God, I'm
lady
brain damaged.
Business.
Okay, thank you so much for listening to She Podcasts, not Lady Business Radio. If you want to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at She Podcast. You can also find our show notes and every link that we talked about today at shepodcast.com. And also, as Elsie said, you can send us feedback@shepodcast.com. Check out our live event, shepodcast.com live. It's coming up this October. Don't miss it. And then also, if you want to join our membership, it's kicking some butt. supersquad.shepodcast.com. Thank you guys so much again for watching, listening, and loving us. We love you.
Love you. Mean it.
Bye.